You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 11, Episode 10 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on lessons from the book of Proverbs. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what to do when sinners entice you. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to be looking at basically two passages from the book of Proverbs. The first one is in Proverbs 1, verses 10 through 19. But as we look at these passages, what we're going to see is Solomon warning about the dangerous influence of peer pressure that comes from evil companions. And so this is something that we need to be mindful of, not just as young people. We often think of peer pressure as a thing that affects young people, but this is for everyone. Doesn't matter how old or young we are. We need to be mindful of these things and watchful for the influences, especially the negative influences that others may have over us. So the first passage is Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 19. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole, as those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with spoil. Throw in your lot with us. We shall all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they hasten to shed blood. Indeed, it is useless to spread the baited net in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who gains by violence. It takes away the life of its possessors. So as we go through this passage and look at what the wise man is saying here, he begins by saying in verse 10, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Now, while Solomon says, if sinners entice you, he does not mean that, well, this might happen to you or it might not happen to you, that it could be that you won't have these type of influences. Sinners are going to try to draw others into their ungodly activities. So this is warnings that when this happens, the wise man simply says, do not consent. Do not go along with them. And then the wise man goes on to say that if they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood, let us ambush the innocent without cause, let us swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole as those who go down to the pit. The reality is that those who will find enjoyment in doing harm to others, these are not the kinds of friends we ought to have. And these people do exist. These people are there who get pleasure out of causing some type of hardship to other people. They will try to entice us, and they will try to get us to go along with them. You have the wise man warning here, do not go with them. Do not consent. Now, when we think about this, you look at what he's saying, that they lie in wait for blood, ambush the innocent without cause, let us swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole as those who go down to the pit. What is most likely to happen is that we are not going to come in contact with people who are this extreme. But we do encounter people who have a similar attitude of contempt for their fellow man. This exists all around us. And it's not that they're going to do physical harm and violence to others. But it is a contempt, and they do harm others, and we need to avoid those who have this attitude. Verses 13 and 14, we will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with spoil. Throw in your lot with us. We will all have one purse. In their wicked activities, those who would tempt us will offer a share in the spoils of their sin. This carries with it the idea of fellowship, that we are going to go along with them, we're going to share with them, we're going to have fellowship with them. But if one wants to share in the spoil of sin, then he also needs to expect that he's going to share in the punishment for sin, as we're going to see in this passage. The verses 15 and 16, my son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil and they hasten to shed blood. These ones that Solomon is warning his son about are not simply misguided youths who end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. These are ones who are pursuing evil. Evil doesn't just happen to find them. They go out looking for it. And so if one is walking in the way with them, he's going to find the same trouble that they are going to find. In verses 17 through 19, then, as this passage, the first one we're going to look at, as he finishes up this passage, he says, "Indeed, it is useless to spread the baited net in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who gains by violence. It takes away the life of its possessors. Though their intention is to take advantage of and to harm others, these wicked ones are ultimately destroying themselves. Sin always tempts us to focus on short-term gain, ignore long-term consequences, but often we can see the long-term consequences if we will pay attention. Solomon said that it is useless to spread the baited net inside of any bird. Well, why? Well, because the bird has enough sense that if it sees the trap, it's not going to fall for the trap. But often he's describing sinners as these ones who foolishly see the trap, but they ignore it. They ignore the damaging effect of their sins. They will suffer for it. And if we consent, if we go along with them, we are going to suffer as well. So there's a strong warning here from the wise man to his son. Do not go along with sinners. Do not go along with those who are seeking to harm others. They will entice you. They will try to get you to go along with them. They will try to share in this with you. Do not consent. Then the next passage that we're going to consider is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 through 19. It says, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble." So Solomon says here, do not enter the path of the wicked or proceed in the way of evil men. And then he mentions several things. Avoid it, do not pass by it, turn away from it, and pass on. So in these two verses, there are six admonitions to keep from following the wicked one. Keep from following those who are wicked. Notice again those six. Number one, do not enter the path of the wicked. Number two, do not proceed in the way of evil men. Number three, avoid it. Four, do not pass by it. Five, turn away from it. Six, pass on. You see the emphasis that Solomon is making here. Do not go along with them. Do not follow after them. Do not proceed down the path that they are going on. Verse 16, it says, "They cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble." Some people are so corrupt that they feel as though they need to do evil. Some people who commit sin end up losing sleep because of their guilty conscience, but these individuals that Solomon is talking about are not like that. These ones, their conscience is seared, so if they lose sleep, it's not over a guilty conscience. It's because they are dreaming up and thinking of ways to do harm to others. That is what's keeping them up at night. This is what they desire. This is what they want to do. This is what excites them. And so they cannot sleep unless they do this evil. Verse 17, they eat the bread of the wicked and drink the wine of violence. Bread is what provides sustenance. Wickedness is what sustains the one that Solomon is warning about. In verse 1 of chapter 20 in Proverbs, it says, "Wine is a mocker because it deceives people and causes them to forget what is decreed," as chapter 31 and verse 5 says. And we talked about earlier the dangers of alcohol, the warning about alcohol. But there's something that is to be avoided. Well, he says they drink the wine of violence. The violence that these sinners carry out against others, just like alcohol, it deceives them because they think that they are greater than others. They are immune to retaliation. They don't have anything to worry about. They're in control. But they forget that they are accountable to God. And as Deuteronomy 32:35 says, vengeance belongs to Him. So they are deceived, just like one who engages in the use of alcohol is deceived into thinking that there's nothing wrong with this. They are deceived into thinking that, well, they can just go on and carry out this violence and carry out this harm to others, and there are no consequences to them. Then verses 18 and 19. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. When choosing what path to take, it might seem obvious that the wise choice would be to follow the path that allows one to see where he is going, the path that is light, the path that shines brighter and brighter. Yet the pressure of one's peers who are following the way of darkness is so strong that many follow that path anyway. They are blind to where they're going. They don't know what's ahead of them, but they follow that path anyway because that is what others have chosen. We need to choose our path based upon what God has revealed, not by what our peers or by anyone else, what they try to tempt us to do. We need to follow God's way in the way that He has told to us. Now, we look at these passages, and there are other passages in the book of Proverbs that talk about this idea of peer pressure and not going along with those who are evil. But these two passages present this picture for us and this warning for us that there will be people who have no interest in serving God, who don't try to follow Him, and they will tempt us, they will entice us to go along with them. We need to take these warnings to heart and not go along with them, not consent when sinners entice us. Because while they may make it sound appealing, while they may put pressure on us to go along with them, it is far better to serve the Lord. It is better for Him to be pleased with us than for our peers to be pleased with us. So if we're going to follow the way of wisdom, we need to not give in to peer pressure, but instead follow what the Lord has called us to do in every area of our lives.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you found this lesson to be helpful, you may want to check out the book, My Son, Hear My Words, Notes on Proverbs. This is not a traditional commentary, but is more of a topical commentary that I wrote on the book of Proverbs. There's a link in the show notes along with a coupon code that's good for $5 off the price of the book, along with free shipping. Also, the latest issue of the Plain Bible Teaching Quarterly Review was sent out last week. This contains articles that were published on the website from August through October. So if you're not on the Plain Bible Teaching email list and would like to receive this, you can sign up at the website, plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe, and you can get a copy of that. Next week, we're going to be talking about Proverbs about government. Until then, I hope you have a great week.